The Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings be upon him, encouraged us to strive for uprightness by seeking assistance in the early mornings, late afternoons, ar-rawha, and something of the depths of the night. From this tradition, the scholars made it a habit to briefly read texts of religious guidance in the late afternoon, and often term such readings the daily rawha. The term refers to the late afternoon, but also to a time of rest from worldly toils and reinvigoration of one's spirit. In this daily rawha, Sheikh Faraz Rabbani will be covering two texts: Imam Zarnuji's primer on the etiquette of seeking knowledge, Ta'lim al-Muta'allim Tariq al-Ta'allum, and Imam Yusuf al-Nabahani's beautiful collection of 40 sets of 40 prophetic hadith.
الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين قيوم السماوات والأرضين مدبر الخلائق أجمعين باعث الرسل رحمة للعالمين اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا ونبينا محمد حبيب رب العالمين وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه إلى يوم الدين أما بعد Alhamdulillah, we are in the final part, in the final five hadiths of the 40 hadiths on the 40 hadith Qudsi, and we stopped at hadith number 35. We did not. Yeah. عن أنس رضي الله تعالى عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أنه قال And it's related by Sayyidina Anas from the Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him, that he said, يُجَاءُ بِابْنِ آدَمَ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ كَأَنَّهُ بَذَجٌ فَيُوقَفُ بَيْنَ يَدَيِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى So the child of Adam, the human being, will be brought forth, yuja'u bihi, right? Will be brought forth on the day of judgment as if they are a baby sheep. Right? Bethaj is walad al-dha'n, right? Like a baby sheep or a baby goat, right? They're brought forth. And if you've seen a baby sheep or a baby goat, like they struggle to walk, you kind of have to drag it along, right? And they're made to stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is, of course, after the gathering. And the gathering itself, as we took in some of the recent hadith Qudsi, it is awe-inspiring. فَيَقُولُ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى أَعْطَيْتُكَ وَخَوَّلْتُكَ وَأَنْعَمْتُ عَلَيْكَ فَمَاذَا صَنَعْتُ So Allah Most High says to the servant, I gave you, and I bestowed upon you, and I blessed, and I gave you my blessings. I gave you my favors, my ni'am. So what have you done with them? فَيَقُولُ جَمَعْتُهُ وَثَمَّرْتُهُ وَتَرَكْتُهُ أَكْثَرَ مِمَّا كَانَ فَأَرْجِعْنِي آتِيكَ بِهِ So the servant says, I gathered it and I added value to it. Right? I added value to it. And I left it as being more than it was. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestowed all these things to us. So I gathered them. And I, وَثَمَّرْتُهُ Like I literally brought them to fruition. Right? So I increased, I left them more than they were. It says, let me go back and I'll bring them. But this is the materialist mindset. The person is still thinking about the takathur. أَلْهَاكُمُ التَّكَاثُرُ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells in the Quran. You know, you've been busied away with the mere amassing. And even on the day of resurrection, when you should be getting the point, you're standing before Allah. And Allah is telling you, I gave you, أَعْطَيْتُكَ right? And I favored you. And I bestowed blessings upon you. But the servant is just seeing the forms. that, well, I gathered them, I increased them. If you let me go back, I can show them to you. فَأَرْجِعْنِي أَتِيكَ بِهِ فَإِذَا عَبْدٌ لَمْ يُقَدِّمْ خَيْرًا فَيُمْضَى بِهِ إِلَى النَّارِ. So there is a servant who did not send forth any good, and they will be taken forth to the fire. رَوَاهُ التِّرْمِذِي. Right? And here, it's, of course, it's a reminder. Right? And we see this in so many of the hadiths on the day of resurrection, that what is the basis of our response to the reality of our humanness? It is gratitude. Right? The reality of who we are, that we are Allah's creation. And as Dr. Ingrid, in her beautiful lesson on gratitude, and it's worth listening to again, right? That of the inherent relationship between Iman and Shukr, right? And Kufr and Kufran and Ni'mah, between faith and gratitude. Because faith, if you recognize Allah as Lord, you recognize yourself as servant, as created. If He is creator, you are created. He is bestower, you're the bestowed upon. So that entails, that's why the Prophet said, أَفَلَا أَكُونُ عَبْدًا شَكُورًا. Should I not be a slave who is truly grateful? Because being a slave entails knowing he is the Lord. If He is the Lord, He is the bestower. Right? Etc. So this is tells us the key of gratitude, of seeing things as being from Allah. And this is key to da'wah as well, that most people do not recognize blessings. That one of the keys of da'wah in our circles of family and friendship is to remind people of Allah's blessings. Right? Is to remind people of Allah's blessings. Encouraging, the blessings are difficult to deny. And it's difficult for someone to truly say that I deserve it fully for myself. But that reminder of gratitude, right? So someone found a husband, someone got a job, all these things, these are doorways to reminding people. And this Allah SWT tells in the وَأَمَّا بِنِعْمَةِ رَبِّكَ فَحَدِّثْ, right? And as for the blessings of Allah, talk about them. It is the blessings of Allah upon you, but also remind people of those blessings. Right? بِإِذْنِ. Hadith number 36, عن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه أنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من قال لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر صدقه ربه. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم relates that whoever says لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر, there's no God but God, and God is truly great, their Lord confirms that. صدقه ربه. فقال لا إله إلا أنا وأنا أكبر. Their Lord confirms that and says, and Allah says, there is no God but I, and I am the most great. وإذا قال لا إله إلا الله وحده يقول الله لا إله إلا أنا وحدي. And when the servant says, there is no God but Allah alone, وحده, Allah Most High says, there is no God but me, myself, وحدي. وإذا قال لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له قال الله تعالى لا إله إلا أنا وحدي لا شريك لي. And when the servant says, there is no God but God alone without partner, Allah Most High says, there is no God but me alone without partner. وَإِذَا قَالَ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ لَهُ الْمُلْكُ وَلَهُ الْحَمْدُ قَالَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنَا لِيَ الْمُلْكُ وَلِيَ الْحَمْدُ. And when the servant says, there's no God but Allah, His is the dominion and His is all praise. Allah Most High says, there's no God but I. Mine is the dominion and mine is all praise. وَإِذَا قَالَ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ وَلَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ الْعَلِيِّ الْعَظِيمِ قَالَ اللَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنَا لَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِي. So then the Prophet ﷺ continues, if the servant says, there's no God but Allah, and there's no ability nor power except by Allah, the exalted, the tremendous, Allah Most High says, there's no God but me. There's no ability nor power except by me. قال يعني النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من قالها في مرض ثم مات لم تطعمه النار. رواه الترمذي. So the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, whoever says this, right, لا إله إلا الله ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم, whoever says this in sickness and then they die, the fire will not consume them in any way. رواه الترمذي. And here, this is one of the implications, of many implications of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's words, فَاذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ, remember me and I will remember you. Okay. Which is of the numerous benefits of dhikr. That there is a muqabala, that you are facing Allah. Right? And this is part of, you know, a general principle, بِمَا دِنْتَ تُدَانْ, as you are, so shall you find. So when you turn to Allah, Allah turns to you. If you turn to Allah in dua, Allah turns to you in response. But when you turn to Allah in remembrance, Allah turns to you by remembering you. Right? And this is one of the wisdoms why there's different types of spiritual works. Here, about the importance of remembrance. فَذْكُرُ أُدْعُونِي أَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ, call upon me, I will answer you. Udu'un, call, remember me, fadhkuruni adhkurkum, remember me and I will remember you. The principle from this and many other things, as we see established in tradition, that bima dinta tudan, as you are, so shall you find. As you are with Allah, so shall you find. And as you turn to Allah, so will Allah turn to you. And there's numerous ways of turning to Allah, which is why, as Ibn Ata'illah says, tajannasat واردات الأعمال, right? What was it? تجنست. So there's many different types of spiritual works, right? Because of the many different types of spirit, of divine response. So Each work, the key thing is that is what you're presenting to Allah, but how Allah is turning to you. The same applies to the prayer, etc. That when you turn to Allah, well, Allah is turning to you. So we see that as an opportunity. So we strive to turn completely, but it's also we have a sense of awe that you are, every time you turn to Allah, you are in His presence. But of course, the bigger reality is you're always in Allah's presence. Just you're in His presence in a state of absence. وَهُوَ مَعَكُمْ أَيْنَمَا كُنْتُمْ, He's with you wherever you may be. We are His servants, we should be present with Him at every moment. But Allah is merciful, so He's granted us opportunities of presence. That if you do these things, I will accept you. His right is that you be present with Him at every moment. And if you're absent with Him even a moment, you have fallen short of what His right is. But Allah is merciful, right? So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us recognition of the tremendous opportunity that every act of dhikr, every act of dua, every prayer, the opportunity it has, which is this presence and the divine response to that presence. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala realize us in consciousness of these meanings, so that we may go from dhikr with heedlessness to dhikr with consciousness, and from dhikr with consciousness to dhikr with presence, to dhikr with beholding, to dhikr with absence from all but the one remembered, as Ibn Ata'illah mentions. وَمَا ذَلِكَ عَلَى اللَّهِ بِعَزِيزٍ. And that is not difficult for Allah. وَصَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَى سَيِّدِنَا وَنَبِيِّنَا مُحَمَّدٍ النَّبِيِّ الْمُصْطَفَى وَآلِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ وَمَنْ وَلَى وَالْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Next session, inshallah, we will have a full session, but we'll also, next session will be the khatam of these 40 hadiths. بإذن الله تعالى. وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.
Thank you for listening to the Rawha, Daily Guidance for Seekers with Sheikh Faraz Rabbani. Help us continue to give light to millions around the world by becoming a monthly donor at seekershub.org/donate. Your donations are tax deductible in the US.